It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This one thrown to the slot. Brandon Duhaime had it for a moment. Sagan forced it out, bunched up right in front of the Dallas Stars bench. We got a penalty here. We've got Sturman on a breakaway, and he scores! Nico Sturm, wild open the scoring.
Oh, that Nico Sturm goal was just right in front of my seats. It was awesome to see. Gave us so much hope. And then, man, I don't know what happened. They lost 6-3 to the Stars. It was tough to watch. Joining us now, Maxie is off today. Steve Thompson joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good morning, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good to visit with you, Vanita. And yeah, it's been really tough for the Wild. They've dropped 8 of 10. And it's simple. You don't need to be a hockey expert. They're just giving up way too many goals. And I think the Wild, it's tough to get back to the drawing board this late in the season, but they have got to find an answer because, as you know, they're playing games almost every other day right now and will through the end of the season. The only good news is they've got a brief road trip coming up where they'll play back-to-backs in Detroit and Columbus. And then they come home for the remainder of the month. And hopefully the Wild can right the ship, because at one point in time, the Wild getting into the playoffs was a foregone conclusion. Now they're in a little bit of trouble in that category. It's not they still have a good chance, but they need to get it going in the right direction soon.
They certainly do. And, you know, of course, with that trade deadline looming here later this month. You just kind of worry about that because, yes, we're going to have to do some trades and there's going to have to be some movement. But this team, the chemistry that they had the first part of the, you know, season, the first half of the season was so fun to watch. And you really saw them coming together, and it just started to tank soon after the All-Star break. And yeah, goaltending is part of the issue, but you can't blame it all on goaltending. You know, there's also defense and, you know, and also the power play. You got to score on the power play. Even Dean Evason was very critical of that yesterday. So there's a lot of different factors. You just worry about this team. Sad to see any of them go, but got to do something because we got Colorado, we have Calgary, you have some teams who are very, very strong right now, and could really be a barrier to seeing the Wild move on in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is a huge challenge for a general manager and what they do ahead of a deadline, because the Wild are in such a tough spot when it comes to the salary cap going forward. Because remember, they're still under the Parisian Suter contracts. And oh, by the way, Ryan Suter and the Stars won the game 6-3 yesterday. So the Wild have a lot of work to do between now and the end of the regular season to ensure a playoff spot. By the way, the Timberwolves are in a surge. They get Portland tonight at home. Our coverage begins at 6:30. Cal Soderquist and then Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. And the Timberwolves have really been playing well as of late. It's a great story. They're just flat-out outscoring opponents right now. Anthony Edwards hasn't been available. Hopefully they're going to get Ant back and contributing, but as of late, they haven't needed him. And this is really a soft part of the schedule for the Timberwolves, and they've taken advantage of it so far.
They really have it. We went to the game on Saturday night. First of all, Target Center was just rocking. It was really a fun game. Cat had everyone just, you know, cheering, standing, you know, the whole game. It was just a lot of fun. This team is fun to watch, listen to on the radio. You kind of get excited about it. So while the Wild are struggling, the Wolves have been looking really good, and hopefully they can continue that mojo.
Yeah, no doubt. The Wolves really
struggling. The Wolves have been looking really good, and hopefully they can continue that mojo.
Yeah, no doubt. The Wolves really a good story, in good shape to get into the playoffs. And now, can they get into that top six and avoid that play-in tournament? And you brought up Cat. Karl-Anthony Towns has had a tremendous year. D'Angelo Russell has been a big contributor as well. And you need that because those are the max contract players. And Cat has really stepped up this year and a huge reason why the Timberwolves are where they are and continue to play really, really well. I think over the course of an 82-game season, it's hard to play great games every night, but the Timberwolves have certainly, in my opinion, exceeded expectations.
They certainly have. Well, hey, Steve, thank you for filling in for Maxie while he is off. Sure. And coming up at 8:40, we'll talk Gopher men's basketball. They lost, but, you know, it still gives us hope for next year and what could be under Ben Johnson. And then we'll also talk over women's hockey and men's hockey as the NCAA tourneys come up.
Sounds good.
Great. We'll check back with you then. Thank you. We'll be back with a look at traffic and weather.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.